Brennan of a number of businesses, particularly in the Letterkenny area, that seem to have been targeted by a Dublin-based criminal gang, and they're operating on forged or false or stolen debit and credit cards. Details are a bit sketchy at the minute, but just want to get the information out there to businesses right throughout the county. This became apparent yesterday evening about 7 o'clock, but basically they're targeting shops that are selling high-value items like electronic equipment, phones in particular, laptops, tablets, that sort of thing, fragrances as well. And what these people do is they come and hit an area for an hour or two, and then they're gone as quick as they appear. So we would be basically just calling on the businesses to talk to your staff, get them checking, going through the checks that should be done, that are available. The information is available on safecard.ie, safecard.ie. Go through them if you have any suspicions around a transaction, or if you're just not sure, and particularly if it's in relation to a high-value item, because that's what they'll target, because these items can be easily sold on then as well. Now, as well as that, and we had a meeting with the Business Watch on Wednesday, and we have further meetings this week to try and get information out through to the retailers. We are receiving reports, and we had flagged it during the week, of forged 50-euro notes and forged 20-euro notes, but particularly 50-euro notes, some good quality, some bad quality. Again, go on to the Central Bank website. They have a website there. It'll give you all the features. It explains very clearly all the features that should be a part of a genuine note, and they call it feel, look and tilt. And it'll be good advice at this early part of the Christmas shopping rush as such for people to go in and sit down with their staff for 5 minutes in the morning and make sure that these people know, and in particular people that's brought in for seasonal employment, because these criminals will target what they see as the weakest link in the chain, somebody who's new, somebody who maybe is just finding their feet in their job, and then it falls back on them then, and you know, they're embarrassed about this transaction going through on their watch and all of that. So maybe a little time just equating yourself or upskilling yourself in relation to what you should be doing in relation to credit card transactions, what you should be doing in relation to credit card not present transactions, i.e. over the phone, which can be difficult at the best times, and what you should be doing when you're checking for counterfeit or forged notes. You should be using a light. Don't just rely on a UV pen. We've kind of gone past that stage, and the UV light can also be used to check credit cards as well.